Well, it's that time of the week, and I look forward to this every single week because we talk to April Mansfield from Event Cinemas to find out what's being released, what is showing down at Event Cinemas, particularly Smithfield, because that's the one Marion and I go to. But, of course, they've got the other cinemas in Cairns as well. April, are you on the line?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you. Now, I hear there's a trio of films being released today.
Yes, a trio released today. I think we've got most people covered with these three because they're all different genres, I suppose.
Good.
Yeah. So I'll start off with my personal favourite. Releasing is Dumbo.
Oh,
now,
Dumbo.
I know, Dumbo. Who doesn't love the story of Dumbo?
Oh, I see. This is a new one because there's an old Dumbo. There's a Dumbo they did years and years ago, like the cartoon version. But this is sort of 2019 upgraded, hasn't it?
Upgraded. Yeah, so it's a live action one, so it's not an animation. Of course, there's CGI effects and everything to, you know, make Dumbo fly. But yeah, live action this one, and it's kind of, it's not the exact story of Dumbo, it's a different take on it. So yeah, a nice fresh perspective, nice live action, and Dumbo looks adorable.
Oh.
So pretty much it's about him being born, everyone's like, what's going on with this weird thing? The circus owner, Max, who's played by Danny DeVito, he enlists a former circus star, Holt, who's played by Colin Farrell, to take care of the newborn elephant, whose kind of oversized ears make him already, you know, the laughing stock as he was in the original film.
Yeah.
And when they're taking care of him, that's when they discover he can actually fly. So the circus makes this amazing comeback as they weren't doing well. They make this amazing comeback because of Dumbo. So it attracts the attention of Michael Keaton's character, who kind of deceives and recruits them to come to their new venture called Dreamland. And Dumbo obviously becomes a sensational star, but not everything is as it seems at Dreamland.
Ah.
But full of dark secrets that you're going to discover.
Oh, look.
So it looks super duper cute, but also a little, you know, dark fantasy.
Michael Keaton, now, he would play that devious person very well.
Oh, perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
So have you seen the film yet?
I haven't seen the film. I've seen snippets of it, and it just looks beautiful.
Now, in the original, the cartoon version, so to speak, which was a feature film, Dumbo's mother dies in the movie.
Yes.
I hope it doesn't happen in this one.
I'm praying it doesn't happen in this film. From what I've seen so far, no.
No.
But there is a sad scene with her in it that I have seen. So, yeah, get the tissues.
But I just love Dumbo. It's just beautiful. And look, I'm a big kid, so I'm going to go and see this film.
See it.
I'll just love it. And of course, Colin Farrell, too. I'm a great fan of Colin Farrell. Now, Colin Farrell was in a movie. Have you seen Phone Booth?
Phone Booth.
Phone Booth.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you, if you want to see a great movie, and it's now, can you imagine this? You take this to a producer and say, look, we want to do a movie, but it's mainly set in a phone booth. And that is, most of the movie is in a phone booth. You'd say, well, is that going to grab the audience? Are they going to be held by that? But can I suggest you download it, get it, hire it? It's called Phone Booth Colin Farrell. And it's what happens when he goes to a phone booth. The phone rings, and the person keeps him in the phone booth by threatening certain things, and then the police arrive and ask him to step out of the phone booth, but he says, "I can't step out of the phone booth." And it's all set in the phone booth. Now, this Colin Farrell, the amount of script he had to learn, and it was shot it was shot in something like 10 days. 10 days, yeah. And it's a marvellous film, Phone Booth. But that's just something
phone
by
booth.
The by.
I'm writing it down. Phone Booth with Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. You'll absolutely love it. You will. Now, what's the second movie being released?
So if Dumbo's not your style and you're looking for like a romantic film, we have 5 Feet Apart. So this one stars Hayley Lou Richardson and Cole Sprouse. And it's about two teenagers who have life-threatening illnesses. They meet in hospital and fall in love. Mm. They both got, I know, it's beautiful, but it's sad at the same time. They both have cystic fibrosis. And from what I gather, you can only catch cystic fibrosis from someone else who's got, like, I can't catch it because I don't have it, but if I had it, I could catch their strand of it.
Yes.
If you get what I mean?
Yes.
So they cannot be together. They've got this 5 feet apart rule, which is where the title comes from. And it's all about their love story and how they try to rise above it. So it looks super sweet. I recommend bringing some tissues because I feel like it's going to be a little sad at the same time.
Oh, if Dumbo could fly through the hospital, it'd be just perfect.
Exactly. Love it.
We could cry about Dumbo and we could cry about these guys.
Yeah, look, exactly.
This, I mean, I saw the, Marion and I saw the trailer for this 5 feet apart and it looks really, I mean, you'd think about it if people initially go, oh, no, it's about two people dying. But in actual fact, it's a beautiful, warm love story. And you can see that from the trailer.
Absolutely. You're right. It's not about, you know, two sick kids dying. It's about two kids living life the best that they can and falling in love.
Beautiful, beautiful. What's the third one?
And now the third one is a very different kind of film compared to Dumbo and 5 feet Apart. So this one is called Us. I don't know if you've heard about it or seen the trailer for it.
No,
but it is a super creepy, like, thriller horror film. Mm-hmm. And I love my horror movies.
I know you do.
It stars Lupita Nyong'o. And Elizabeth Moss is in it as well. You remember Lupita? She did like 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yes, yes.
She is fabulous and she looks amazing in this film. It's about her husband and son and daughter. They go to a beachfront home where she grew up when she was a child and she's a bit haunted by traumatic experiences from her past and she has this growing, you know, concerned that something bad is going to happen to her. Now, everyone kind of writes it off as, you know, you've had a traumatic childhood, you'll be fine, like, it's fine, we're all good. And her worst fears kind of become reality when four masked strangers descend upon the house that they're staying in, and it forces them to kind of fight for survival. Mm. And when the masks come off, the family is horrified to learn that each attacker actually takes the appearance of one of them.
Oh.
It just, oh, it looks super creepy and I'm so looking forward to watching it.
Oh, okay. That might be a bit scary for me, that one there.
That's okay. You can watch Dumbo.
I'd rather go to Dumbo. Thank you very much indeed. I love the flying elephant. I love that.
Yeah.
that's my style. Now, what else is still showing down there at event?
We still have Captain Marvel. That's still going strong. Fighting with My Family. I saw that last weekend. Yes, last weekend. And I have to say, I loved it. Like, I didn't have great expectations for this film, but a friend of mine wanted to go see it, so I was like, sure, I'll come along. I was laughing hysterically through the entire thing.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more family friendly. It is not.
It's not family friendly.
Some of the things they come out with in there I was a bit shocked with, but hilarious. So I definitely recommend Fighting With My Family for just a fun, funny, easy film. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit there and pay attention to everything that's happening. It's just a good chuckle. So that one's out. We've also still got Hotel Mumbai and Lego Movie 2 and Dog's Way Home for the Kids.
All right, April, look terrific, and we'll catch up with you next week and let everybody know what's happening with the movies. We'll have a couple more releases. Oh, with that family movie, Fighting With The Family one, how long will I'd like to go and see that. How long will that be showing for, do you think?
Oh, we don't have an end date, but I imagine it's definitely Thursday to Wednesday, which is when we do our programming. So definitely to Wednesday next week.
Okay.
I imagine it'll be on for a week after that at least.
Okay.
As well.
So if we caught it at the weekend, it'll definitely be on.
You're definitely on this weekend.
Down at Smithfield?
Down at Smithfield, yes.
Beautiful. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Bye.